Many Americans here in the United States are impacted by President Trump's travel ban. Steve Inskeep checked back in with one man following the Supreme Court's decision.
His name is Zaid Naghi. We first heard him on this program in the spring when we met him in New York City in the Bronx.
Are you Zaid?
Don't worry about it.
He's a U.S. citizen, originally from Yemen, one of the countries covered by the travel ban. He leads an association of Yemeni American store owners. Over lunch, Naghi described how Yemeni men commonly emigrate to America and support their families in the old country.
And what you do is, every month you send them the money. So you literally you are a candle burning itself so for others to survive.
Now, Yemeni Americans have a problem. Naghi, as well as many friends and relations, have loved ones desperate to flee Yemen's civil war. Before the Supreme Court ruling, Naghi was optimistic that many could reach America. Afterward, we called him back.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay.
Zaid Naghi told us how he'd spent recent weeks. He knew that Supreme Court rulings come out with no warning on certain days.
For the last 2 weeks, every decision day, I wake up and just wait. I had the phone in my hand, keep on going into Google and searching every 30 seconds or so.
On Tuesday, he refreshed the screen one more time.
Article appeared in front of me.
What did you think when you saw that?
Devastated, disappointed. For a long time, I'm the voice who tell people that even when lawyers were speaking and telling us it's not looking good, I still inside of me thought that the wise men of America, the judges, will never allow this to happen.
After the oral arguments for the case, many observers did say it looked like the Supreme Court would preserve the president's travel ban.
I just didn't want to accept that this great country that we traveled so far for is going to allow this to happen.
Zaid Naghi and other Yemeni Americans are citizens of the United States, yet they say they're affected by the travel ban targeting non-citizens. Many have families with mixed status. A husband may be a citizen, so his kids can become citizens, but the mother is not. Now, as families flee the humanitarian disaster of a U.S.-supported war, the mothers have been denied entry to the U.S., and so their small children remain behind, too. This spring, we traveled to the East African nation of Djibouti, and there we met the stranded refugee family of a Bronx man, an American named Mohammed Hamza.
Hello?
And we sat on a mattress in a windowless room with Hamza's wife, Saba.
We had an opportunity to meet your husband in New York City.
Yes, she said. I wish I could be with him. And she produced a packet of papers, including the blue U.S. passport of 3-year-old Suleiman.
When did you begin to feel that it would be difficult to remain in Yemen?
She says when the war came in 2015, talking while Suleiman, the 3-year-old American, climbed on her lap.
I'm just going to interrupt to mention he's giving you a hug with his passport still in hand.
It's not easy to leave Yemen, but the family fled by boat. They found a place in this apartment building, which is filled with Yemenis. They went to the U.S. consulate seeking visas. Remember the husband in the Bronx? He came over to bring everyone home with him. He was able to take home 2 older children who were U.S. citizens, but his wife Saba and 18-year-old daughter Fatima had no citizenship and received no visa.
Do you remember the day you said goodbye to them?
They left while I was asleep, she said. They didn't tell me because they didn't want to upset me. That was our reporting from March, when the mother still had hope to receive a U.S. visa. A few weeks later, she received a letter which said her visa was denied due to President Trump's travel ban. Her last hope was the Supreme Court. Yet Zaid Naghi, the Yemeni-American in the Bronx, still tells people today not to give up.
I actually been telling him since President Trump ran. I was telling him he's not going to win. This is America. Does not accept things like this. And then when he won, it's okay. The system will not allow him to carry his hate. And then when the travel ban came, it's okay. This is the courts and the system has check and balances to keep this hate off. You know, our gamble now is on the public to stand with us, to refuse what's happening, and maybe even the election.
You told us something when we met in the Bronx a few months ago. You said that it was natural that Yemeni Americans specifically would
face this problem or face some kind of struggle, and that it was part of gaining a place in the United States for every immigrant group to have to fight for your rights. Do you still believe that?
Yes, I personally believe that before you are considered part of, not the other anymore, before you are included in the fabric, you are tested. And I think it's our community turn to be tested.
Saeed Nagy has been watching in recent days as Americans protested family separation at the U.S.-Mexico border and pressed the president to back down. Nagy contends Yemeni-American families, too, are being separated, and he hopes their story is heard.
Steve Inskeep speaking there with Saeed Nagy, who helps lead the Yemeni-American Merchants Association. They were talking via Skype.